used to work with a guy who, when you were talking with him, he'd repeat the last, I don't know, two, maybe three words of your last sentence in order to make you believe that he was actually listening to you. He wasn't. And we all knew this, but he thought he was fooling everybody. Comedian Steve Smith, in his Red Green character, tells a story about how he was sitting at the kitchen table having breakfast with his wife when he suddenly realized she'd been talking to him for over 20 minutes, which Red had been completely oblivious to, and she asked him, "So how does that sound, okay?" Red went into sudden defense mode, said, "Sure, honey," and that's how they wound up with new living room furniture. Hearing and listening are important to God and expected of you. This is made clear several times in Revelation where Jesus, in dictating letters to John for the seven churches, what idea does Jesus keep including? Jesus says this to the church in Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Says this to the church in Smyrna in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." As well as this to even what's referred to as the dead church of Sardis in Revelation chapter 3, verse 6. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And by the way, did you catch how there are blessings associated with hearing? Now, these words weren't a new idea that Jesus debuted in Revelation. He spoke these very same words in Matthew chapter 11, verse 15. "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." In the 9th chapter of Mark, where it taught about the command for us to be listeners via what's referred to as the transfiguration of Jesus. This was when Jesus was with Peter, James, and John. And as we read in verse 3, "His clothes became shining exceedingly white, like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them." And that was followed by Moses and Elijah appearing and talking with Jesus. Three disciples were obviously confused by all this, but God clears it all up in Mark chapter 9, verse 7. "And a cloud came and overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, hear him.'" Jesus proved the power of listening in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, when Satan was tempting Jesus to turn stones into bread, and Jesus responded, but he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." For us to grow strong in faith, we're not to listen to false teachers, idolaters, people like that. Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, instead gives us this instruction, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It's important to understand, too, that the listening that will lead us to a greater faith and bring us closer to God is a spiritual hearing, not just physical hearing. Let's go to what Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. "This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Now, what are we to be listening for? Jesus gives us this answer in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. "But he said, more than blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." We are to be listeners of truth and knowledge, as Jesus tells us in John chapter 16, verse 13. "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Spiritual listening keeps us connected to God's will and his wants of us. Here's how this is told to us in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. "Therefore, we must give the most earnest head to the things we have heard, lest we drift away." If we don't hear what we hope for from God, that's a warning that there's a disconnect and we're the cause of it. Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 47 tells us this, "He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God." But if you continue to immerse yourself in God's word through prayer, study, Jesus will be there waiting for you, as he promises in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." Finally, it's important to build and establish our spiritual hearing so that not only will hear God, but God will hear us. We learn about this in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. As well as in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Think of it this way, just like in that phone service TV commercial, God wants to know, can you hear me now?